Where are you going? Bernard, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the twilight zone.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Former high-flying financier Jeffrey Epstein was indicted today on charges of sex trafficking involving underage girls.
Excuse me, Edna. I don't think we're talking about love here. We're talking about S-E-X in front of the C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N.
Sex cauldron? I thought they closed that place down.
Federal prosecutors say Jeffrey Epstein created a network of dozens of victims, some as young as 14, who he sexually abused at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida, and mansion in New York City.
The FBI raid on the mansion uncovered sex toys, a life-size female doll hanging from a chandelier, and hundreds of lewd photos.
In 2008, Epstein was accused of running this very same sex trafficking operation involving at least 40 underage girls, but those federal charges back in 2008 were dropped after Epstein received a controversially lenient plea deal.
Epstein was only in county jail for 13 months and was allowed out to go to work 6 days a week.
The fallout from Epstein's case reached the White House Friday. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta resigning his cabinet position after Acosta faced mounting pressure for his role in negotiating a controversial plea deal with Epstein as a U.S. attorney in Florida more than a decade ago. President Trump accepting the resignation while praising Acosta.
This was him, not me, because I'm with him. He's a tremendous talent. He's a Hispanic man.
He's a Hispanic man? What a strange thing to bring up when a guy is resigning. Like, no other boss would do that. No one would be like, so everybody, today is Jerry's last day. He's Korean, and there'll be cake in the break room. Thank you, everybody.
He's Hispanic, which I so admire.
Yes, indeed. You know, it takes a lot of guts to be Hispanic. It really does.
So, the guy who gave Epstein that sweet deal has resigned in disgrace. But the question remains, how did Epstein manage to get away with just a slap on the wrist in the first place? Well, it turns out maybe it's because of how insanely connected he was.
The 66-year-old has palled around with some of the most powerful in politics and business, including President Trump.
In 2002, Trump called Epstein a terrific guy, adding, "It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side."
Reporting this morning suggesting closer ties between the president and Epstein. A 1992 party at Mar-a-Lago billed as a calendar girl competition. A Florida businessman who organized it tells the Times 30 people attended this party. 28 girls, Mr. Trump, and Mr. Epstein. That's the entire party.
28 women in a room with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Doesn't sound like a party. It sounds like an escape the room. That's what it sounds like. Pull on his hair, see if it does something. And it's not just Trump. It turns out Epstein has had powerful friends on both sides of the aisle.
Mr. Epstein was also friends with former President Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton's office released its own statement. President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to.
Clinton acknowledges he flew four times on Epstein's private jet in 2002 and 2003. Shante Davis was a flight attendant on the jet known as the Lolita Express because it allegedly shuttled underage girls between Epstein's homes.
And now a message from the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, I would like to address reports alleging that I was friends with billionaire convicted sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein and attended his infamous parties. Sure, I told New York Magazine in 2002 that Epstein is a terrific guy. But that was before I found out that I said later in the same sentence that he likes beautiful women on the younger side. I knew I had to cut off our relationship right then and several years after there. Now I've brought someone who can confirm that we are very innocent.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's cold sore. Every few years, I pop up and remind you of your bad choices in the 90s. I have never been to Jeffrey Epstein's home on 71st Street between 5th and Madison near Jody's Juice. Try the strawberry. It's delicious.
And why would I go to Epstein's home? I don't want to be reminded of the things I've seen there.
Let's talk about the so-called Epstein jet on which Jeffy Boy and his friends, who know him as Jeffy Boy! Allegedly committed vile acts.
Sure, witnesses allege we were passengers, but so is Kevin Spacey.
I don't think this Boy Scout would let anything untoward happen up there. The only reason I was on that jet 4 times was it was the best deal on kayak.com.
And I promise I didn't smoke a cigarette in the bathroom.
Which is the only law in the sky, according to our attorney, Alan Dershowitz.
Dershy Boy!
He litigates like his friend. Freedom depends on it.
And it does. You know, Bill and I may disagree on health care and criminal justice.
Barely.
But we are unified against these all but undeniable accusations.
In the end, aren't we all just Americans accused of the most ghastly crime imaginable?
And on an unrelated note, I am naming a new Deputy Attorney General, Jeffrey Epstein. I'm also pardoning him and having his mouth filled with cement.
Don't you crack, Jeffy boy! We're sending a rope of potato chips down that way! I promise!
Bill, you're my best friend.
And you're mine. We're gonna get through this together, little brother.
I can't believe we almost let Hillary tear us apart.
This has been a message from two presidents of the United States.
Clearly, this is a man who had a lot of connections, right? It might explain how he got away with those heinous crimes for so long. And with these new charges being filed against him, many are wondering who he might bring down with him. Over the coming weeks, the story is going to unfold. There's a good chance a lot of questions are going to be answered, like how exactly Epstein made all of his money, which is shady. Which powerful people were involved in his sex ring?
This is when the party ends. I can't stand here listening to you.
It's been obvious from the very first moment he stepped onto the political stage that Donald Trump is a racist.
You gold teeth, gold chain wearing, fried chicken and biscuit eating monkey.
And that racism is at the core of his political ideology. It's not a side dish, it's the main course. Every day he serves up a steaming hot entree of racism and then washes it down with a side of
McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza.
Time when they knew their place. Wasn't none of this mixing going on.
Trump launched his political career by questioning the legitimacy of the first black president, began his campaign by claiming Mexico was sending criminals and rapists to the U.S., and said a judge who was overseeing a lawsuit against him in 2016 shouldn't be allowed to oversee the case because of his ethnicity.
Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall.
But you're invoking his race when talking about whether or not he can do his job.
Jake, I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall.
If you are saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism?
No, I don't think so at all.
No?
No. He's proud of his heritage. I respect him for that.
You're saying he can't do his job because of it?
Look, he's proud of his heritage, okay? I'm building a wall. this judge is giving us unfair rulings. Now I say why. Well, I'm building a wall.
Okay, but why won't you tell us what you're building?
The sun rose in the east. Mm-hmm. A bear relieved himself in the woods. Donald Trump was racist. And this wasn't just any run-of-the-mill. This was a humdinger. A new personal best in being the worst. Yesterday, the president pinched out a steaming pile of tweets against freshman representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, known in D.C. as the Squad. Of course, Trump does not like the Squad. He is the leader of the rival gang, the Klan. Trump tweeted, "So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have functioning government at all. Now, loudly, dot, 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 and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest, most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came?" Now, if that strikes you as a little racist, you do not know the meaning of the word little.
AOC was born in New York, which is a United State. Presley's from Chicago, U.S. city by the lake. Tlaib is from Michigan, it's shaped just like a mitten. On a bus in California, you said grab him by the kitten. Omar's Minnesotan, the place with the mall. New Mexico's a U.S. state, don't try to build a wall. They're American, most born and bred, unlike the majority of women you have wed.
And it's so full. It's a chock block. It's a burrito of wrongness. What does he mean? They're telling us how our government is to be run. They're in Congress. They are our government. That is, I don't understand.
That's the job.
I don't understand why he's making these things. Who are these policemen to police what we do? If they don't like me drinking and driving, they can go back to Copsylvania. Now, Omar was a childhood immigrant from Somalia, while the other three were born here. But here's the point. Who cares? It is insulting. He's so wrong. He's so wrong of what he's saying. But here's the problem. It is insulting to these women to even have to defend them from these ridiculous racist accusations. And that's the problem. Even touching on Trump's obvious racism gets it on you. Also, a fair amount of bronzer. And is there anybody Trump does think was born in America?
Bring me Megan Rapinoe's long-form birth certificate, okay? There's no way in America could be that good at soccer, okay?
Okay. Trump went on.
"These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel."
So, that's interesting. Why is he dragging Pelosi into this? Well, here's the deal. Trump is trying to drive a wedge between progressive Democrats and establishment Democrats. But here's what he doesn't understand. The Democrats, it's a multivarious party, a lot of different factors there. But they only have one issue they agree on, and it's him. It's like in the sci-fi movie where everybody's fighting on Earth, but the only thing that can unite humanity is an alien invasion. Except this time, 42% of the country's like, those aliens are making some sense, you know? Maybe humans are food animals. I don't know. I know I'm well marbled. Besides, the aliens even gave me this cool red hat that says, yum, yum. After Trump tweeted, Pelosi immediately tweeted back, When at Real Donald Trump tells four American congresswomen to go back to their countries, he reaffirms his plan to make America great again has always been about making America white again.
An American history lesson. You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in the harbor with her torch on high, screaming out to all the nations of the world, send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy. And all the nations sent them in here. They come swarming in like ants. Your Spanish PRs from the Caribbean there. Your Japs, your Chinamen, your Krauts and your Hebes, and your Lincoln's fans. Come in here, and they're all free to live in their own separate sections. Where they feel safe, and they bust your head if you go in there. That's what makes America great, buddy.
This is where the party ends. I just sit here wondering how you stand by your racist friend. I know politics bore you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you. You and your racist friend.
And then today, Trump reeled off yet another racist tirade at a White House event called the Made in America Product Showcase. First, he took questions from reporters and defended his tweets when asked if they were racist.
Not at all.
Do you think those Democratic congresswomen are not American?
Somebody has a problem with our country. If somebody doesn't want to be in our country, they should leave.
Then Trump moved over to the podium where he continued his tirade and doubled down on those racist tweets.
If you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
Oh, shut up. I'm sorry. My mom told me not to say that.
Sometimes.
My mom told me not to say that, but come on. Nobody complains about America more than you do, you cranky old nutlid. Everything in your life has been handed to you on a silver platter, and yet you, every other word out of your mouth is a tantrum that would get a toddler dragged out of a ball pit. You complain about everything.
I'm sorry, you're accusing someone else of complaining. All you do is complain. You spent the 8 years of Obama's presidency lying and complaining about everything. In fact, at one point, you actually bragged about the fact that you were great at whining.
I am the most fabulous whiner. I do whine because I want to win. And I'm not happy about
it. Are whiners winners?
And I am a whiner. And I'm a whiner, and I keep whining and whining until I win.
That is a terrible Dr. Seuss book.
I keep whining and whining until I'm a winner. And then I go home and have pizza for dinner.
Now, Trump's attack on four progressive women of color wasn't just blatantly and appallingly racist. It's also a classic racist trope. It's the kind of taunt or insult people of color have been subjected to for years, as Senator Kamala Harris explained.
It is absolutely racist and un-American. And it is an old trope, go back to where you came from, that, you know, you might hear it on the street, but you should never hear that from the President of the United States.
They have to love our country. They're congresspeople, and I never used any names. But these are people, quiet. These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave.
That's the building of our country right there, Mr.
Trump.
Americans are burning.
I don't see no Americans. I see trespassers. Irish harps do a job for a nickel what a does for a dime, and a white man used to get a quarter for.
What have they done? Name one thing they've contributed. Votes. Votes, you say? They vote how the Archbishop tells them, and who tells the Archbishop? Their king in the pointy hat, what sits on his throne in Rome.
Got mixed feelings as regards the Irish.
Deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? Like giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it. Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup.
You're a great one for the fighting, Bill, I know. But you can't fight forever.
I can go down doing it.
And you will.
Then Trump was asked directly about the inherent racism of his comments.
Does it concern you that many people saw that tweet as racist and
that white nationalist groups are finding common cause with you on that point.
It doesn't concern me because many people agree with me.
Yes, many people agree with you, like the white nationalists. Trump also responded to Nancy Pelosi's tweets about his comments by purposefully misunderstanding her tweet about his comments.
Speaker Pelosi said you want to make America white again. Is that true?
Well, that's just a very racist statement. Somebody that would say that. So, Speaker Pelosi said, make America white again.
She said, that's what
Let
you
me tell
want
you, that's
to
a
do.
Very
that
racist.
True,
that's a very racist statement. I'm surprised she'd say that.
Yes, it's very racist. It's very racist. I'm surprised she would say that because that is copyright infringement and she will be hearing from my lawyers, okay? That's my gig. That's my gig. Never rub another man's rhubarb.
Oh, wow. Trump's tweets have been universally condemned by the Democrats. And here is the Republican response. One Republican was bold enough to step forward. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and he had harsh words for the president.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
Where did he find the courage? Oh, it was 3 years ago? Before he was spayed and or neutered?
Trump's the best golfer. You're the best golfer.
Lindsey Graham is probably the closest Donald Trump will ever come to owning a dog.
Because this is what he said today.
We all know that AOC and this crowd are a bunch of communists. They hate Israel. They hate our own country. They're anti-Semitic. They're anti-America. They're socialist. They're anti-Semitic. They stand for all the things that most Americans disagree with.
He's just listing every negative quality he can think of. They're communists, they're socialists, they're street mimes, they're anti-America, they're pro-chlamydia, they hate Israel, they want to outlaw pizza, they think the third Matrix movie was the best one.
I've got a friend, he keeps up with these groups. He says they're moving away from the old violent racist style. So that's what
Trump
is peddling now. It's becoming mainstream.
Duke.
David Duke, current Grand Wizard of the Klan, but he's always in a three-piece suit, never seen in a hood or robe in public, and he now goes by National Director. So he's clearly got his sights on higher office.
Politics? How yeah. so?
I think it's another way to sell hate. Don't think about it. Affirmative action, immigration, crime, tax reform. Mm. He says no one wants to be called a bigot anymore. I guess Archie Bunker made that too uncool. So the idea is under all these issues, everyday Americans can accept it, support it, until eventually, one day, he gets somebody in the White House that embodies it.
Sarge, come on. America would never elect somebody like David Duke, President of the United States of America.
Coming from a black man, that's pretty naive.
Why don't you wake up?
David Duke is one of Donald Trump's biggest fans in Louisiana, voices admiration for Donald Trump.
I will be Donald Trump's most loyal advocate to make sure his nominees go to the Supreme Court.
Anthony Scaramucci, mm-hmm. who briefly ran White House Communications, a defender of the president, for whatever reason, now this has hit his breaking point, and he uses the word racist. Take a listen.
He's blowing very hard on a dog whistle that every ethnic group
that's landed in the United States has had to hear. I don't see the president as a racist, but here's the thing. If you continue to say and act in that manner, then we all have to look at him and say, okay, well, maybe you weren't a racist, but now you're turning into one. I mean, what are you doing exactly?
If the president was not telling these four congresswomen to return to their supposed countries of origin, to which countries was he referring?
What's your ethnicity?
Why is that relevant?
No, because I'm asking you a question. My ancestors are from Ireland and Italy.
My own ethnicity is not relevant to the question I'm asking.
No, it is, because you're asking about, he said originally. He said originally from. And you know everything he has said since, and to have a full conversation.
Are you saying that the president was telling the Palestinian...
The president's already commented on that. The president's already commented on that, and he said a lot about this since that one tweet. No, he's put out a lot of tweets, and he made himself available to all of you yesterday. Yes, he has. He's tired. A lot of us are sick and tired of this country, of America coming last, to people who swore an oath of office. Sick and tired of our military being denigrated. Sick and tired of the Customs and Border Patrol people, the protection people I was with, who are overwhelmingly Hispanic, by the way, in McAllen, Texas. Sick and tired of them being, no, you don't understand, because you didn't go. Being criticized, being doxxed by a bunch of Hollywood D-listers who have nothing else to do but sit on their ass on Twitter all day and try to dox brave men and women who are diving into the Rio Grande to save people who are drowning, who are taking other people's babies into custody.
This is when the party ends. I can't stand here listening to you and your racist friend. I know politics for you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you and your racist friend.
His administration is inflicting cruelty on migrants through inhumane detention centers, family separation, and he spent his career questioning the legitimacy of everyone from the first black president to judges to members of Congress. What more do you need to impeach this guy? Congress should just say to him,
you can leave. You can leave right now.
Thanks for the song.
This week from They Might Be
Giants. And Golden Earring.
And thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Rudy Giuliani, Rod Serling,
our
cartoon
president,
Seth Myers, Sal Fragione, Jake Tapper, Stephen Colbert, Archie Bunker,
Chris
Cuomo, Kamala Harris,
Bill
Cutting, William
Ball,
Tweed,
Amsterdam,
Valen
from
Gangs
of New York,
Roberts, Lindsay Graham, Sergeant Trap, Ron Stallworth
from
Black Klansman,
David
Duke, Ari Melba, Anthony Scaramucci, Andrew Feinberg, Kellyanne Conway.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.